Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Yes, here in the flesh, as it were, with our magical engineer, Frank. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some toxic things today and what we can do about it. And also, we're going to be talking about how we can stop hemorrhaging. Yeah, ever have a bleed out of control? What could you do with that? Well, we got stuff to share, of course we do. And we may even get to some gland health, how you can help your glands of the body out. Lots to talk about, but before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget, coming up next week on the 19th, Dr. Carly's going to be here. Yeah, we're going to be talking about Ebola and some other things, so I hope you can join us for that. And on in her world at reversing vaccine-induced diseases. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. to our righteous men and women in uniform. You know, we're asking for God's hand on all of America, including our military. And, you know, I'm asking for God's blossoms of wisdom to be on all of us, to give us discernment and courage and steadfastness. And we seek the Lord's face every day, mind the time, for it grows short. Yeah, we Americans are strong, spiritually motivated, and we do what's right. So let's remember that. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Let's see. All new natural pesticide coming out of the UK. Scientists there have created a biopesticide made from, get this, spider venom and plant protein. They hope it provides the protection the crops need without endangering our pollinators, the bees. That's right. It's a study that was published in a research journal, The Proceedings of the Royal Society. So you can check it out there. So insects that are, you know, exposed to a lot of those pesticides and herbicides seems to influence the bees' calcium channel, which is associated with their learning and memory, which is an important factor for them to remember their travel routes, where the food is, and how to communicate with the rest of the colony. So this hopefully is a breakthrough for all the honeybees, and hopefully save crops, right? All right, moving along on the quack report. Antidepressants are actually in the quacker today. Apparently, if you're taking antidepressants, they're suggesting that it could make you smell bad. 90% of Americans, they say, have some sort of armpit cosmetic, creating a worldwide deodorant bonanza. And if you're using antiperspirants, they say that can also contribute to making you smell worse. This is new research that is in the archives of dermatological research, and they say if you're using a lot of deodorants, cosmetics, antiperspirants, they can mess with your natural bacterial colonies and make you smell worse than you do. So a deodorant antiperspirant industry really doesn't investigate a lot of what their products do to the microbiome sphere of your armpit. So a lot of research has been going into this, and apparently you have two types of bacteria in your armpit area. There's some good bacteria they call the staphylococci bacteria, and then the bad kind of bacteria is called the cornibacterium, which basically transfers lipids and amino acids in your sweat into compounds that, you know, become pungent odor. So your sweat normally doesn't stink, but when it comes in contact with other things that have bacteria with it, well, then it creates an odor. So the study is a kind of a long-term study on antiperspirants, antideodorants, and other drugs that can make us smell bad. And you know what I do? I just use the mineral salts. The Crystal Lux stuff is great. So if you're worried about, you know, heavy metals in your, you know, sundry items for, you know, that area of the body, I would suggest checking out the Crystal Lux. You could get it in a solid or a spray, and they're available at the powerherbs.com website. Also, move along in the quacker. Let's see. They say that we could run out of water worldwide by 2040, according to scientists. 25 years of fresh water may become hard to come by in the near future. Some reports are based on 3 years of research, apparently. The entire world's population is going to be thirsty, they say. By 2020, they say between 30 and 40% of the population could be affected by water shortages. And researchers from the University of Denmark and also from the Vermont Law School and some other corporations that have come together in the study, they're looking at clean water sustainability. Apparently, there's some industries that they blame. I think it's the coal and gas industry for using too much clean water. So, you know what? I expect to see water cartels before I die. I wouldn't put it past them all. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, speaking of water, top 10 U.S. cities that have serious drought problems, and they say are running out of water. All 10 of them, guess where they are? They're in California. Mm-hmm. 10 of the cities, the biggest cities with water problems, 75% of their land area is now marked as exceptional drought stage. And these, a lot of these are agricultural areas around north of L.A., really. So let's see. There's Fresno, California, Visalia, California, Madera, California, Santa Cruz, Merced, Santa Maria, Gilroy, Morgan Hill, Salinas, Hanford, and Bakersfield. All got drought issues. Put them on the prayer list and pray for some serious moisture going their way. So, you know, might be a good idea to stock some water, get some rain barrels, get something going on there, just in case. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about some toxic stuff. Because there, you know, I got to thinking about this. And there are so many things that seem to be hazardous to our health. And, you know, I wondered if there was a master list somewhere on this subject. You know? Hey. So what are the most toxic substances that can affect man? Well, I did some research. I did some checking around. And aside from the chemical warfare that's used by military forces, I wanted to know what's out there which can really mess us up, you know, threaten our health on a daily basis, and what strategies could we implement to help protect ourselves? Well, let's check this out because I first, you know, I found that, of course, you know, drugs is definitely in this list. Now, without too much searching, you know, I found reports on the health hazards of course, pharmaceutical drugs. Now, granted, they're dispensed through a physician's approval, and which can kind of hinder some accessibility. But the drugs that seemed on top of the list are the psychotropic drugs for mental health disorders. So in the 1990s, maybe you didn't know this, but in the 1990s, the pharmaceutical companies shifted into high gear to produce these types of drugs. And I had to ask this question, why were females banned from participating in clinical trials? You have to ask that. What's with that? Well, do you suppose that the female metabolism reacts differently to antidepressants? You know, and maybe they didn't want to mess up their, you know, their research and not get approval? You know, so maybe, you know, the female metabolism, you know, reacts differently to painkillers and sleep aids and other medicines which affect nervous system and the brain. Maybe that's why they were left out of those trials. Are drug companies making drugs that are gender specific? Well, one might recall that the patients which supposedly went suicidal on these kinds of drugs, guess what? They were all young males, weren't they? Ring any bells there? Well, today the reports suggest that women are twice as likely to be prescribed these drugs. And we're told they're more likely by 50 to 75% to have side effects. Well, in 2013, the FDA enacted this sex-specific dose guideline for the psychotropic drugs. Now, this came under the discovery that Ambien, remember that sleep drug Ambien, acted as twice as potent when women took the drug. So it appears that the drugs which are even more toxic and dangerous to women are prescribed more often. And that would be your painkillers, which are more addictive for women than men. And the SSRI antidepressants like Zoloft, which cause more side effects, and the drugs are absorbed faster, creating a more potential for increased toxicity as the chemicals are trapped more in the female body fat. Also on the list are the sleep aids and the anti-anxiety drugs, because they're more toxic for women too, at the standard dose, as their kidneys can't filter the drug fast enough compared to men. And then anticonvulsant drugs, because the liver enzymes in women work at a different pace than in men, making the standard dose less effective for them. So it would seem that the drug companies have either intentionally or unintentionally made gender-specific drugs. Well, also on our all things toxic list are chemicals, of course. Over the last 80 years, the world has produced from, it started at 1 million, now they're up to 400 million tons of chemicals they make every year. So the majority of these man-made chemicals has really not been contained and have really contaminated the whole globe. Now, science reports that as many as 300 man-made chemicals can be found in the human body. So we're told that 14% of these chemicals, which are used in the largest volumes, have the minimum or basic data recorded on them for safety. So these tend to be, you know, your bioaccumulative chemicals, which don't, you know, break down, or they slowly break down, and they tend to accumulate in soil, water, air, and in wildlife and us humans. So they also are endocrine disrupting chemicals, which interfere with our hormone systems, animals and humans. And these are all chemicals that are, well, shall I say, they can make us more at risk of cancer and reproductive problems, and also can damage our DNA. So yes, chemicals are on our list. Also on our list is alcohol. Yes, alcohol made the list of health hazards, and we tend to voluntarily invoke this damage to ourselves when we become heavy drinkers. So the adult beverages affect the liver, the brain, the central nervous system, and the heart, because within minutes, the alcohol is in the blood and in all the tissues, including your brain. And most think that alcohol has, well, just a temporary impairment issue, but it can also deliver organ failure and increase your risk of other diseases. So females are more sensitive to the effects of alcohol than men due to less blood and water volume and less muscle mass. And science reports that just one drink a day for women can affect their hormones enough to increase their risk of developing cancer. And guess what else made the list? Technology. Technology made our all toxics list. Old research has warned us of the health risks modern technology brings. In 2008, there was this report that appeared in the Scientific American. It was called Mind Control by Cell Phone, and it warned of the health dangers of Wi-Fi. So the research is not new, and it reveals that this technology negatively affects the human brain, and especially children. Now, in 2007, there was a study was done on low-frequency modulation from cell phones. The electromagnetic signal from regular landline phones did not produce insomnia, but the electromagnetic non-thermal radio-frequency radiation from cell phones did. And it was observed that the cell phones changed the brainwave patterns and made falling asleep more difficult. It has also been reported that the signals from your Wi-Fi, your smart meters, and other devices that offer radiation signals alter sleep patterns. They alter our sleep. Wow. And this causes depression, hypertension, and insomnia. Now, in 2009, an Austrian study reported that these devices produce, get this is a quote, severe disruption of protein synthesis, and the cell proprietary is exceptionally pronounced in growing tissue, end of quote. So this would adversely affect, and I suspect alter, the development of unborn babies, children, and the developing youth. So pregnant women and children living in apartment complexes, which have those concentrated amounts of dirty electricity and radiation, will be most adversely affected. So those who are not convinced that, you know, technology can disrupt living things, well, they can put a houseplant near their Wi-Fi connections, you know, your routers, which release a lot of that same amount of radiation that your cell phones do, and see if they grow as well as the plants in other Wi-Fi free areas. Well, a Danish study did just that, and they reported that the plants that were exposed to the Wi-Fi didn't grow. Mm. Now, MRI brain scans have also been confirming the brain levels tend to drop around these types of technology. Females also seem to be more adversely affected than the men. Additionally, research shows that where men are more adversely affected by Wi-Fi, it's basically in their sperm. So DNA fragmentation is produced and the sperm are less active, and it could cause fertility issues. So animal studies also showed that just 2 hours of exposure to a wireless frequency each day for about 45 days created oxidative stress and cellular damage impairing or impacting the DNA. So this can lead to abnormal pregnancies and reduced fertility due to egg implantation failure. And heart disease and cancer tumor development are also under investigation caused by these wireless devices. Well, let me read you this quote from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and they reported this back in 2011. And they say this: pregnant women are cautioned to avoid using wireless devices and to distance themselves from other users. The United States and Canada standards for radio frequency and microwave radiation from wireless technology is entirely inadequate, and safety standards are ignored with regard to the safety of developing fetuses. End of quote. Hmm. Well, there's nothing left out. So this information is really not all complete. Okay, so there are additional threats, of course, to our health, and I'm not going to cover them all here. And, well, one of the most direct assaults to our health, which, you know, I won't go into today because, you know, we've touched on it in the past, well, it's vaccinations. And the medical practice of vaccines also damages and changes our DNA. So let's take a quick assessment. And we see that the assault on animals and humans and all living things is pretty vast, and it's accumulative, and it's comprehensive. The brain, the heart, the central nervous system, the immune system, the reproductive system, cellular DNA, et cetera, all compromised by these things. So this assault creates accumulative destruction leading to all degenerative diseases. Oxygen and water are required elements for survival. Now, if these are severely taxed or rationed, this would expedite massive population reduction. So when you think about it, there is no stone that has been unturned when it comes to attacking God's creation. And this is really this physical attack is really spiritual, if you think about it. And my philosophy is that what I do I do what I can do. And then I trust in God to do the rest. And I read Psalms 91, which is a prayer of supernatural protection. So, you know, God says his herbs are here for the service of man. That's in Psalms 104. And I believe that. So I tend to try to counter these attacks with prayer, good nutrition, of course, God's herbs. And God's herbs are good. Now, for sleep problems, I will use valerian root. Now, if insomnia is really severe, I'll add calcium formula to the valerian root and I'll take them together. Now, for reproductive issues, I use the herbs that you will find in the female cycle balancer, the female fertility, or the female maturity formulas, depending on where you are and your bracket of age. And men, you can use the male herbs in the male hormone formula. And, you know, to detox all the accumulative garbage the world dishes out, you know, I use my herbal organ cleanses. Now, I know no other way to protect your DNA. So for herbs to help protect your health, you know, call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And you go on their website, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com as well. But thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, they're going to have a price hike on the 30th of August, right? Okay, so you can save big time with any of the coupons that are on their website under the HMO. There's a little green button on the homepage in the left corner. Just click that, and you can see the discount coupons you can cut and paste into the shopping cart. But if you don't want to mess with that, well, then there is a back-to-school special, and you can save 10% and get free ground ship on United States orders over $65 now until the 22nd of this month. And the thing you want to plug into your cart is BTS for back to school and the number 14. So you could use that over the phone, too, if you want to place an order. Your order's got to be over $65, and it's good now through August the 22nd. So you got about a week. And you can get all the products stock up, you know, you're back to school stocking up for the winter, cold and flu season that will be here soon. So you can get everything you need at the current prices, which are really last year's prices. Now, the free ground ship is good for the U.S. orders here, but Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Virgin Island, and Guam, they are not included in the free ship. So, but you do have the option of using one of the other coupons on the website under the Herb Medicine Options green button, also known as HMO. Alrighty. I got a few minutes before we got to take a break, so we're going to be talking about hemorrhaging issues and how you stop hemorrhaging. You know, you ever panic when somebody starts bleeding and it's really bad, especially if you get a head injury? Man, those bleed. They do. So we're going to talk about how you can stop a hemorrhage pretty quickly. And there's a couple things you want to have on hand, so we're going to go over those. But basically, we want to stop bleeding and hemorrhaging. So we're going to talk about how we can do that. And according to the National Safety Council and the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, which, you know, is part of the CDC, they said there's a lot of unintentional injuries that happen every year. And they are the fifth leading cause of death. So what are the chances that someone you know or yourself may become suddenly injured from a fall, maybe an accident of some kind? So if you're between the ages of 1 and 21, for instance, these types of injuries are the leading cause of death for your age group, like auto accidents. They claim a majority of the death rates there. About 70% happen on the playground and in daycare and schools for the younger group. The children that suffer from falls, they account for like 2 million ER visits every year. And there's 3 million children that are under 14 that have sport-related injuries. So we got injuries, and a lot of them are non-fatal, but they are injuries. And they're four times as more likely to happen to children and teenagers every year. So we're going to talk about if you're in a situation, and let's say you can't get to an ER right away, what you going to do? Well, we're going to talk about some safety protocols. We're going to talk about what you can do. We're going to talk about what you should have on hand in order to do something about it. Yeah, you have to have something that is going to stop bleeding in a skinny minute. And do you know what herb that is? Well, I'm going to tell you on the other side, so don't go anywhere. And the Stingers, Mop the Hoople, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, and Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house on fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep and purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie, Gore, Richie, Valens, end of story, my piece to Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard, Perry, Specter, Barry, Righteous, Archer, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and Tina, Poppin'.
tribulation college. Simon Levy holds a rolling stone and send a folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers cast it. Now I got the shivers. Mungo Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper. Got it, Ghost of Goddess, what a Leah Russell. Give me Shell, the Miracles, and Smokey Blisses. Slide guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom Mumble, and Bonnie Brown, the Wolves, and Pickett, Stop and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
all right.
Stevie. Hey, I like that. Well, we're talking about how to get over bleeding and hemorrhaging. And I'm going to tell you an herb that really does that. Of course, my engineer already knows what that is. Now, but you want to think safety, though, to avoid a lot of this if you can. So, you know, look around your place, your house. Make sure you don't have things, you know, that would cause accidents because we spend $480 billion a year on non-fatal household accidents. About 60 cents for every dollar we spend goes to food. And the rest of it goes to accidents. So you most likely will become a victim of an injury unless you, you know, check out the safety protocols around your house. Now, of course, there's always traffic accidents, and that's another thing. But and violence is another thing. But you do have control over your surroundings. Now, look around your office, too, and make sure that your office is safe. And if you see anything that looks threatening, point it out to your supervisor. Now, the other thing that causes bleeding. 300,000 dog bites every year get filed with homeowner insurance companies. And they've listed a bunch of dogs that homeowners aren't supposed to have because it'll cancel their insurance. So even if it's a puncture wound that is bleeding bad, we're going to tell you how to deal with that. Now, I want you to think safety, though. Look at your vehicle. Look at your workplace, look at your home, maybe even hire a professional to help you clean out your gutters rather than risk getting on that ladder, especially if you're not steady on your feet or have vertigo. Make sure you have, you know, your firearms locked up in a safe if you got kids around or teenagers around. So, you know, things like that. And so the universal herb that we're going to use to break up and stop the bleeding faster than you could dial 911 is a really indispensable herb to have around. You must have this in your medicine cabinet. This is one of the hottest herbs, and it's cayenne. So you want to be selective, though. When you get your cayenne, the hotter, the better it works. Now, the Scoville heat units for cayenne make a difference in how fast it's going to stop the bleeding. So your cayenne that they throw in chili, 10,000 Scoville heat units, very mild, not real powerful. I'm talking about habanero cayenne that has about 300,000 Scoville heat units, and it will act fast at helping the blood to stop, coagulate, and stop bleeding. Now, I like to use it in a liquid form, but if you don't have a liquid form, you got powder, use the powder. But what you want to do is not worry about it burning. That's one thing people worry about is, well, if you apply that, it's going to sting, it's going to burn. Well, the cayenne numbs nerve endings. So if the area is traumatized, you're going to add that, and you're not going to feel a thing. Seriously, you're not going to feel a thing. Bactine and hydrogen peroxide you'll feel. The cayenne, no, no, no. So try that. It numbs the area, stops the bleeding. It has high concentration of vitamin A and vitamin C and, of course, zinc. And this helps the wounds to help to heal faster within a matter of a couple of days without any scarring. Now, let's say you're going to have an operation. I don't care, a serious one, maybe cosmetic surgery. Have some of that liquid cayenne laying around and put that on and watch that heal up faster than you could ever dream. And when they take the stitches out, there's no scar. Totally flip out your doctor. I've done that many a time, right? So friends, family, they want the liquid stitches that we have at Apothecary Herbs, and it is fantastic. Guys, if you're shaving, you know, instead of putting, you know, that little piece of toilet paper or tissue on your face to stop bleeding, just dab on a little liquid cayenne, you know, walk out the door without all that tissue stuck on your face. So you can check out the liquid stitches, of course, at thepowerherbs.com. It's extremely affordable, long shelf life, 10 years. It is in our Power Herbs kit. If you want to get a big kit of other herbs, it's included in there. It's also in, I believe, our Snake Bite kit. So it's in there. But you can buy it separately if you'd like. It's at thepowerherbs.com. And I want to say it's under 20 bucks, something like that, or around 20 bucks. So you want to stop bleeding and hemorrhaging. You can use that. It is awesome to have on hand. All right, we're going to talk about glands. I promised to talk about them. And glands are real important. We don't typically think too much about our glands until they swell up and make us feel awful. So let's talk about how we can give our glands some TLC and avoid some serious health hazards down the road. Glands are real important. I mean, we can have conditions that affect our heart health and cancer and diabetes, and our glands can be involved. So gland health may not make the top three or even top five diseases, but they are more important than people realize. So keeping our glands healthy and on track will help us stay out of dangerous health issues. Let's talk about some statistics real quick. Your adrenal glands, for instance, medicine is taking some real serious look at adrenal diseases, and they can produce some, you know, deadly consequences pretty quickly if they're sick. So your adrenal glands can become ill and cause a condition that is known as adrenal crisis. So adrenal glands are some super perineal glands. They're kind of triangular shape, and they're endocrine glands, and they're located on top of your kidney. And their primary reason is to regulate stress response through hormones. So and also the lack of your pituitary hormone, which also regulates adrenal glands, so those work together. And many don't realize and know that this occurs and understands what happens when they are at risk. So when there is a lack of adrenal hormone, such as your cortisol or adrenaline, you may feel weaker. You may feel tired all the time, or you may have an upset stomach and vomit, and you may not have an appetite and you lose weight. So if you experience these types of symptoms, well, you need a medical treatment, definitely. You want to get a diagnosis. But medicine solutions really is to inject you with adrenal hormones. And this may be a quick fix initially, but it won't correct the cause of the condition. Well, let's look at some of these hormones because they can be pretty serious. Now, for those who thought hormones are responsible just for menopause, you know, no, they're not. Hormones are in a major league compared to pituitary hormones. Your pituitary hormone will do many things. They're your growth hormone. Without it, you could have birth defects and tumors and various diseases that can cause other glands of the body to malfunction and even shut down. And many times, it isn't just one hormone not being produced. So other key hormones are made by the pituitary gland, which are located in the center of your brain. Now, without the proper balance of hormones like cortisol, and that's needed for, you know, life, basically, you're going to have an adrenal crisis. Now, for such a condition, medicine tends to prescribe a lot of drugs like hydrocortisones and prednisones and dexamethasone. And what happens to you if you don't have glands working properly to produce these types of life-necessary hormones? Well, you won't be able to keep it together under emotional or physical stress. Illness and injury, any distress to the body can actually throw you over the top and even cause sudden death, which normally wouldn't produce death if you had healthy gland function. So this is how important your glands are. You know, they may be that grain of rice on the scale that keeps you from losing it, right? Now, some other glands that are of major importance to the body and good health is important is the pineal gland. It's a small endocrine gland that's located at the bottom of the brain stem. The pineal gland may be small, but it produces some very important brain chemicals like your melatonin and your tryptophan. Now, if you like to have normal sleep patterns and normal mood, you'd better have a healthy pineal gland, which is really stimulated by darkness, and it's inhibited by light. Now, I've talked about, you know, endocrine systems problems before, especially where women are concerned, but the endocrine system helps produce a lot of female hormones for the reproductive system. And the parathyroid glands in your neck, your thyroid gland, are also part of this endocrine system and produce your thyroid hormones. So if you don't want to sleep all the way through life, you'll want a healthy thyroid gland. And if you have hypoadrenalism under active adrenal glands, then you have glands basically that tend to be congested. Now let's talk about some major gland malfunction. So most gland problems are due to a gland that's congested. Just as your lungs can become congested with mucus, so can your glands become bogged down with waste material. Now, a combination of poor diet, lack of proper circulation, and toxin removal of the blood can cause glands to swell and malfunction. Also, viruses can also cause that problem. Now, if you have glands in the brain, you know, your head, you have saliva glands also. You have glands in the neck, the thyroid. You also have glands in the breast area and the groin area, right? Prostate gland for the guys. So glands can become sick, and any and all of them could really bring us down into a very precarious situation health-wise. So you want to take care of your glands. And one way that I know that helps glands is, of course, you want to, you know, clean water, good food, organic foods, exercise regularly. Don't abuse yourself with lots of alcohol and drugs. And, you know, use some mullein. Mullein herb is one of those herbs that soothes all the glands of the body. So that's excellent to have. Also, it may be important for you to cleanse the blood, because the glands depend on clean, healthy blood to bring nutrition and then take away waste material so they don't get congested. So make sure your blood's not polluted with lots of sugar and fats and things like that. And a way to address that, basically, it's a lot of it's diet and exercise. But then again, you can use some herbs to help you with those things. There's some herbs for diabetes, and there's herbs for cholesterol and heart issues. So you want to check out some of these formulas at thepowerherbs.com. They do have the mullein, and they do have the blood cleanser, and they have the organ cleansers there. And so you can check it out for yourself, thepowerherbs.com, or just give them a call for a catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about, some ancient nutrition here. I have a list. Ooh, ancient nutrition. And it's real important to check out all your products. I was talking to a guy today who wanted to know why something had to be organic or certified organic. Can't it just say natural? Well, natural is pretty much, you know, a very abused word in any kind of marketing, any industry, so you definitely want to do your homework on stuff. So I told him why to look for certified organic, preferably TILF standards organic, which is the highest standard you can get. And this avoids a lot of the pesticides, fertilizers, herbicides, ethylene oxide gas, and all those other treatments that they put on agriculture to cut down on pests, but are very bad for our central nervous system. So TILF standards, the highest standard, avoids all that nonsense. Very expensive, but beautifully preserved the way nature intended, the way God intended you to have it. So I prefer to spend the money on that rather than to spend the money in the doctor's office. That's just me. So, and there's more people. There's more people waking up to that fact, especially now with the Affordable Care Act kicking in, you know. Just, you know, nonsense, total nonsense out there regarding healthcare. And so people are looking, and they're using common sense, God bless them, you know. They are. They really are. All right, now, we want to live healthy lives, and we want to live as long as we can and be as functioning 100% as long as we can. And, you know, if you go to the Holy Scriptures, you know, they talk about people in there that lived 900 years, you know. Methuselah, for instance, he lived 969 years, according to Genesis chapter 5. Can you imagine living that long? Can you? I don't think our government would approve, especially with, you know, the Medicare Ponzi scheme, Medicare and Social Security and stuff. You know, it just wouldn't work out for them. You know, even if you settled for just a few hundred years of ancient vitality, where would that leave you work-wise, retirement-wise, if you live past 90? Huh? Well, let's look at what the ancients did to preserve their health for as long as they could. I mean, because these guys lived hundreds of years, and they were still vital. You know, they weren't in wheelchairs. They weren't bedridden. They were active. Well, let's see what they did. Well, let's look at some of the cultural clues that our ancestors did differently. First, they took time to enjoy a meal. That's right. They didn't have fast food. No. They didn't have that. Actually, when they did partake of a meal, they reclined on the floor or at a table. So they weren't sitting or standing. They were reclining and relaxing. Tends to improve digestion. And often there was only two meals were served in ancient times. They had the meal at noon and the meal at evening. And the eating utensils were pretty scarce, so they pretty much ate with their hands. Very common in some countries to still do that. And so barbecued ribs and fried chicken, hands-on food, no problem. Whole grain breads were really used primarily for dipping into soups and brews and stews. They didn't have double-decker sandwiches with lots of mayo. They didn't have that. So let's look at some of their nutrition real close up here. The whole grains that the ancients used included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. And the meats that they used were lamb, deer meat, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, and chicken. Now, they used milk and curds and eggs and had olive oil. They were also, they had staple spices of salt and mustard and garlic and coriander and cumin and fennel. All ways to improve, enhance flavor, but also to improve digestion. So, well, you know, I'm not into eating bugs, but our ancestors did eat locusts, grasshopper, and crickets with a bunch of honey, especially in drought, famine times. Lots of protein there. Now, the beverages that they had, basically water and wine, and the fruits and nuts were always in abundance. They had figs and almonds, pretty much their desserts. And an ancient dish, you know, would be like a lamb stew with figs with wine. And then they may have an apple salad that was served as a side dish. May have raisins in it or something to make it even sweeter. Now, if they did have a dessert, they tend to make what is called raisin or barley cake, and it was served with hot tea. Now, if lamb stew was not on the menu, they would have fish, and sometimes they would cook it with a honeycomb and with whole baked onions. Now, for chicken, they would, they didn't have Bojangles, and they didn't have KFC, but they did have chicken, but they would serve it a lot with greens and prunes, like spinach, and prunes on the side. The ancients knew how to cook simply for nutrition, and they used specific combinations of spice and some sweetness to make the meal interesting and satisfying. Well, let's look at some supplements. Did they have supplements back then? Did our ancient ancestors have, their version of supplements in order to stay healthy? Well, in a way they did, but they really didn't look at them as supplements. It was a way of life. They would have wheatgrass, which was the leafy blades without the gluten-rich wheat grain. Therefore, this was a gluten-free food. And they used wheatgrass, and they went back as far back into Egypt, thousands of years ago. And the Egyptians held wheatgrass as a sacred food due to the positive health benefits and the vitality that it gave them. If you jump forward to the 1930s, wheatgrass was becoming very popular right here in America. Charles Schnabel, he was an agricultural chemist, and he helped make wheatgrass pretty popular. He also had some research studies that he used, he would feed his chickens wheatgrass, and they would be healthier. They had better health benefits. And, you know, by the way, if you feed chickens, if you feed them wheatgrass, they produce a higher quality egg. Now, Chabal also was able to get the attention of some corporations like Quaker Oats and American Dairies, and they were contributing some money to his research into the benefits of wheatgrass. And he later sold what is known as a powdered wheatgrass supplement in the 1940s. And Charles Kettering was a doctor that promoted the health benefits of it and so forth and so on. So, yes, wheatgrass is an ancient supplement, folks, but our ancient ancestors didn't look at it as an ancient supplement. So you could definitely tap into some wheatgrass. And according to Dr. Chris Reynolds, he did a pilot study that suggests that wheatgrass helps to remove toxicity from blood and even from breast cancer patients that take a lot of chemo. Now, he did a paper and case studies on patients with skin disorders, and it showed that chlorophyll in the wheatgrass had therapeutic effects that has stimulated the cell metabolism and repair and accelerated the healing rate. Now, some research has gone on to use wheatgrass on leukemia patients, and it seemed to help deter cell death. And Japanese scientists have long studied the benefits of wheatgrass. They also say, along with the Linus Pauling Institute, that they've confirmed findings that the nutrition in wheatgrass is superior. And it also has a cleansing effect to remove toxins and heavy metals out of the body and just really vitalize your organs and include including your blood. So if you're wanting to simply do a wheatgrass cleanse, go for it, because that's what basically our ancestors did. Lots of amino acids and zinc and things like that you're going to find in the chlorophyll, of course, in the wheatgrass. If you're looking for quality wheatgrass, or an organic type, Tilth Standards quality, you definitely want to check it out at thepowerherbs.com. It is an ingredient that's included in their Body Foundation food mix. So you just throw that in a smoothie, vegetable, or citrus juice, and you have power all day long. And yes, people do juice wheatgrass, and my engineer's asking me, and you can do that. But it tends to be really strong and really bitter. So get prepared. You might want to, you know, cut it with a little something. The powdered form is a little less pungent-y as far as taste. So I like it in the powdered form, and I just make it water soluble when I throw it into juice. So you can do the same thing. If you got a juicer to juice fresh wheatgrass, go for it. But it is pretty strong and powerful. And I think it's great. It's an ancient supplement. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Feel better. Hey, the information is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.